AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the U.S. mission in Iran came at the right time.
When crazy people have nuclear weapons, bad things happen. So we're in very good shape now.
At the White House, the president says it's all going as planned.
It's an amazing thing that's taking place before your eyes, because for 47 years we were pushed around, and we shouldn't have been. And I think I can say, and you see it as well as I do, you see the tremendous progress that's being made.
The Pentagon says a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in international waters. In addition to striking Tehran, Israel hit the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon, while Iran fired on Bahrain, Kuwait, and Israel. After big losses yesterday on Wall Street, stocks are higher at the close. Oil prices have eased. The Senate is headed for a vote on the war in Iran. The legislation, known as the War Powers Resolution, gives lawmakers an opportunity to demand congressional approval before any further attacks are carried out. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have a chance to say enough to Donald Trump's military insanity.
Wyoming Republican John Barrasso says President Trump gave enough notice to Congress.
Why do Democrats object today? Why? It's because Donald Trump is president of the United States. That's why they're doing this.
Spain's foreign minister is denying that the government has changed its position on supporting the U.S. military operations against Iran. The foreign minister's comments contradict what White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said today. The U.S. has issued the first commercial construction permit for a nuclear reactor in 8 years to a Gates-backed Wyoming project. Elon Musk was on the stand in a shareholder trial in San Francisco. He's accused of making false and misleading statements that drove down Twitter's stock price before he bought the social media platform for $44 billion. This is AP News. The U.S. is involved in another operation in South America.
The Pentagon says the U.S. and Ecuador have launched a joint military operation against organized crime groups in the South American country. Details, including the location and scope of the March 3rd operation, remain unknown. U.S. Southern Command says forces targeted what it calls, quote, designated terrorist organizations in Ecuador. The post on X also included a 30-second video showing a helicopter flying over a group of men on the ground. Ecuador's foreign and defense ministries did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is meeting Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, as the Trump administration pushes to shape the country's oil and mineral sector. The visit follows a February trip by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, focused on oil. Venezuela holds major gold and copper deposits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.